What's up, everybody? This is True Facts, Logic, and Opinions. I'm your host, Ron Bernier. I mean, I know I was talking to y'all earlier, but I was just thinking to myself, like, is the GOP like, more like a mob or a criminal organization or just plain evil? Like, because if you just think about some of their tactics, like how they voted for, like how they voted for Trump, like how they voted for somebody that said he'd grab women by the pussy. How they voted for somebody that they know racist. You know, because before Trump even got elected, you know, Lindsey Graham and all of them all called Trump racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to understand, like, is we dealing with an evil empire in the GOP? I'm just saying, though, like, because think about it. Like, for them to be doing what they doing, like, with voter suppression and all that, for them to be doing that is so un-American. Like, you're supposed to be trying to get as many people to vote as you can. But for some reason, it seemed like the GOP know, like, it's almost like they know that a lot of people ain't going to like them. It's almost like they know that a lot of people ain't going to vote for them. So, like, instead of them trying to reach out to the voters and try to span their base, they choose to suppress people's vote. Like, I'm just saying, like, just in the mirror, the way they move, man. How all of a sudden this president, like, over five people that went to jail that have been in his administration, man. And some of them went to jail for lying for him. I'm just saying, like, the way he talk, the way he act, it's like Donald Trump then came into the GOP, even though the GOP had questionable tactics before Donald Trump arrived. They was doing voter suppression before Donald Trump arrived, man. Like, it's almost like the dishonest and hypocritical things they do. Like, when they told Obama, like, he couldn't put the Supreme Court in there because it was a year of an election, and then all of a sudden, it was 14 months. It was like 14 months, over a year left for Obama to put a Supreme Court in, and then Ginsburg, rest in peace, she died like, what, not even a month ago. And they trying to put a Supreme Court seat up there, knowing that they said that this ain't supposed to happen. So I'm just asking myself, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do we want our political parties to be evil? Do we want our political parties to be like criminal organizations, man? I'm just saying, man, because, like, it's almost to the point, like, where, like, we just accept that, like, without even thinking. Like, without even thinking, like, why are y'all trying to stop people from voting? This is America. Like, why don't y'all just try to change y'all policies and reach out to the people? And then may the best man win. But why is y'all literally trying to get people not to vote, man? Like, it's 2020. That's Jim Crow shit. I'm just saying, though, man, like, it's like, am I mistaken? Like, is the GOP a criminal organization, man? I'm just saying, like, the blatant things. Like, how Donald Trump just break laws, like, just because he can. Like, I'm talking about, like, simple things like advertising, using the Oval Office in a presidential seal to advertise people's products. That's against the law. He's not allowed to do that. That's literally against the law. If Barack Obama would have did something like that, man, boy, the Republicans would be trying to they'd be trying to impeach him. Like, come on, man. Like, I just want to know, like, is the GOP a criminal organization? That's just one of the questions we need to start asking, man. Because when you put it all together, man, it's almost like they'll do anything to win. Like, you see the last debate, the lies. Like Donald Trump was just up there just lying. And just lying on top of lying and on top of lying on top of lying. And then I see, like, anybody ever seen the ad that Trump done put out with Biden? We're on the ad, Biden, you hear Biden saying something like, I don't know what you saying, but I'm gonna cut your tax. I ain't cutting no tax. Like, something like that. And you can hear the double speak in it, knowing that you can hear that it was doctored. Like, they literally doctoring tapes and putting them out there as if they real. Like I'm just saying. That's not illegal. That's wrong. That's called running a negative campaign. But basically what I'm saying is, like, is the GOP a criminal organization, man? Is they evil? Like, is because we gotta start answering these questions, man, because the tactics, the hypocriticalness, the blatant disrespect for the law, like Donald Trump trying to get, like, the FBI, they investigated it, and even though they shouldn't have investigated it, they went and investigated to see if Obama and them did what Trump said they did. The FBI, I'm talking about Trump, the president, the people that's the head of the FBI and in the attorney general is people that's appointed by Donald Trump. And they telling Donald Trump that did nobody do nothing wrong in the Obama administration regarding his campaign or his administration. But he's still coming out saying that Bill Barr need to lock him up. Like, what is we, like, what is, like, I just want to understand, like, what is we doing, America? Like, we literally, like, it's people that's literally trafficking in willful mischief. You know what I'm saying? Like, willful evil. Like, the GOP traffics in there, man. Like, let's think about what they was doing on the border. Like, they literally came up with a plan to separate children from their parents because they want to deter people from coming. So if you in Mexico somewhere and you trying to seek asylum in the United States of America and you trying to come over and bring your kids and you come up to the border to seek asylum, next thing you know, your kid being separated from you. So when people hear it back down in Mexico and they saying, you know, I want to get to America, the land of the beautiful, the land of the free, the land of opportunity. And then somebody from the background say, man, they separate kids from the, they taking people's kids up there, man. Think about how that sound. That's just pure unempathetic, pure unhumane. That's just pure evil. Hey, let's just think about it, man. Like, we literally had a president that found out about the pandemic. And all this time, everybody's saying he ain't do a good job at it. But one of the things that he had under his belt was that he didn't really know how deadly or what type of disease it was. And then next thing you know, he called a reporter back in what, January or February? He called a reporter who already did a diss book on him. You know, in hip-hop, you know, people say it got diss tapes. Bob Woodard already did a hit job on Donald Trump in the White House. Donald Trump called this reporter and told this reporter that the coronavirus, COVID-19, was 5 times more deadlier than the flu. Now, we all heard the tape that it was, he said it was deadly probably over 5 times in this tape. And then a couple of days later, he went to a rally and told the people in the rally that disease wasn't that serious. It was like the flu. So let's just think about this, y'all. People left that rally. Thinking in their head that COVID-19, coronavirus, it was just like the flu. So, how many people do you think had coronavirus or caught it after that rally and someone in their family died from it or they died from it? Just think about that, yo. Just think about that. And you know how like criminal organizations and gangs and things, like, and you know, evil empires, you know, they had this blind loyalty to their leader. Meaning their leader could chop, their leader could chop people's hands off, and the person whose hands got chopped off still worked for the leader after that. Or the leader can have sex with one of his subordinate's wives and the dude still know about it, but still be with the wife and still be a subordinate to the leader. It's like we dealing with that type of situation with Trump. Because anybody in their right mind will understand that this man does not care about me. Because he let me leave a rally thinking a disease that he thought was 5 times more deadlier than the flu, a disease that he thought was deadly. He let me leave a rally and go out into the world and put my whole family in danger. I mean, just think about that, man. And people still love him. People still ride with him. Like, let's talk about the case, like the senator from Texas. What Donald Trump called him, Lying Ted. Ted Cruz. Think about what Donald Trump did to him. This dude literally, Donald Trump literally called his wife ugly. Literally said his dad was responsible for assassination. He said this literally. And he nicknamed him Lying Ted. Even though before Donald Trump came, Ted Cruz was the top liar in Congress and in politics. And then Donald Trump came and outwitted Ted Cruz in lying. But still, Donald Trump called him lying Ted, man. And then he said bad things about Trump, man. And then next thing you know, Trump win a primary, and you see this dude looking defeated, cowardly, answering the phone. Like, he didn't get a good job to help Trump get elected. He was answering the phone for this man after this man assaulted his wife, his father. When Donald Trump insulted John McCain a man. Because when Donald Trump insulted him, John McCain never bowed to Trump. He even messed up the health care law for Trump. Because he understood, like your self-dignity, your self-pride, the respect for your wife, your respect, that's way more important than somebody winning an election, man. Like, even last night in the debate, when they was talking about the children being separated from their kids, and it was 500 kids or some kids that hasn't been united with their parents yet, and they can't find them. And this dude, Trump, actually said out of his mouth, they taken care of real good. Now, think about the story of the girl that was on Ayala Vincent, Fix My Life, the one girl that got kidnapped and got raised by the woman that kidnapped her.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, she kidnapped her, and she kidnapped her. And everybody knows she kidnapped her. And she raised her like she was her own. She treated her well. But does that make the kidnapping right? I'm just saying, like, I don't understand. Like, this dude actually said, we take care of him real good.
Separate them from their mothers and taking care of nobody.
Like, it almost sound like the story the white people used to tell when they used to get the slaves from Africa. And they didn't took their language, took their culture, took them away from their parents, took them away from their families, and brought them over here. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just trying to figure out. Like, because people keep acting like it's two parties. It's two political parties in the United States of America. And people keep acting like it's an equal choice of the parties, like if you like the policy, like, but to me, when I think about the GOP and the tactics and the things that they do, the dishonesty, the hypocriticalness, the voter suppression, the racism, like, all those things is bad. All those things is evil. And it seems as though, like, they unashamed about it. I'm talking about the GOP used to be the party, you know, the conservative party of family values and Christian beliefs. That's what they always portrayed. They always thought they had the moral high ground. It's almost like the Ku Klux Klan being today to them thought they was diehard Christians. While at the same time committing inhumane, beastly evil acts. I just need to understand, man. I just need to understand. But I'm just asking myself, like, is this election really about the policies? Or is it more about good versus evil, man? Because when you think about Donald Trump, man, you think about criminal organizations. Like, we literally elected a reality star to the White House, y'all. We literally did this. We literally elected a man. Well, I'm going to say the GOP elected a man that cheated on his wife multiple times, been married multiple times. I'm just saying, like, things that just shatter the Christian right, moral high ground, just shattered it. This is what we dealing with, y'all. Like, I'm just saying, like, I could see, like, listen. I could see if I was, I'm an independent. But I could see if I was making this stuff up. Like, everything I said is facts. Everything I said is facts. Is the GOP evil, man? Is the GOP a criminal organization? Can anybody answer that question for me? Cause it's almost to the point now, man. Like we, like I said earlier, people keep acting like it's a clear choice. Like it's really two parties. You know what I'm saying? It really is one political party, and it's a criminal organization, an evil empire. And I understand people don't want to go that far, but you know we got to call it like it is, man. This is called True Facts, Logic, and Opinions, man. The opinions, the logic, the facts, and the truth all point to the GOP being a criminal organization and evil to the core. Think about this. Lindsey Graham was John McCain's best friend, so-called. But Lindsey Graham is a Trump lackey now. Like, he said all type of bad things about Donald Trump before he got elected. I can understand, you know, some people say things with policy, but he said personal things about Donald Trump before he got elected. And Donald Trump insulted his best friend in the worst way, man. And all of a sudden, It's like you best friends with Donald Trump. John McCain's own wife is vote for Biden. Because some people feel like they self-worth is way more important than who the president is, man. It's way more important than a judge. Just think about that, man. You know, in criminal organizations, you know, people come, people go. How many times has Trump fired, hired, and fired again, people, man? Is the GOP a criminal organization? Is the GOP evil, man? I'm just saying. I know people probably like, man, this dude tripping, man. No, I'm not tripping, man. I'm talking literally, man. I'm talking reality, man. Like, we need to quit beating around the bush with who these people are, man. We need to quit acting like it's acceptable for Donald Trump to tell over 2,000 lies, over hundreds of thousands of lies in 3 years, in 3.5 years as the president of the United States. You know, you done heard a lot of presidents talk about the press. But I ain't never heard a president disrespect the press like Donald Trump. That's the question, man. For these last 10-9 days up to the election. That's the choice, man. The choice is between good and evil, man. That's the choice. And, you know, Candace Owens, man. Like, how you look at yourself in the mirror? How do black Trumpers look themselves in the mirror? I just need to know, man. I really need to know. Because I just want to know, like, I asked this question in another podcast of mine, but I really want to ask the question again, man. When Donald Trump tweeted that white man on that golf cart saying wet white power, what did you say to yourself? When Donald Trump said that neo-Nazis was good people. Like, what did you say to yourself, man? Like, and you came out after that and acted like you was still pro-Trump. I mean, it, money more important than your people? I just want to know, man. And 50 Cent, man, come on, dog. You from the gutter, man. And you think about something, you talking about taxes, you ain't even got the numbers right, man. You ain't even got the numbers right. That little bit of taxes, man, ain't gonna do nothing to your money, man. Like, you need to read the facts, man, to get your numbers right, dog. Because ain't nothing worth your people, man. And if you really want to be technical, man, like, let's just keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying? Eminem people, Eminem don't even like Trump. So you rather lose your people, which, you know, you calculating and you saying to yourself, you know, you disrespecting your people because you saying to yourself, like, these motherfuckers still gonna watch my shit. They still gonna support me. That's just you just taking advantage of your people, man. But back to the question. Is the GOP a criminal organization? Is the GOP evil, man? And is Donald Trump the mob leader? Because I'm just saying, man. Like, Donald Trump got, you know what I mean, people that have been locked up under Donald Trump's administration, people that was close to him. Like, come on, man.
You fired somebody in the air.
Like, we need to understand this, man. This is a choice between good and evil, man. This ain't no choice between no Democrat and Republican, man. This is not a choice between a Democrat and Republican, man. This is a choice between good and evil. That's what this election is about. Period. And this is True Facts, Logic, and Opinions, and we out.